What did Malachi say? I am the Lord. I change God. This gospel. We're talking about the gospel now. He will move with what? Compassion. He was moved with compassion on them. Because, why? Because they what? They fainted and were scattered. I thought, God, just go around messing up folks. They were scattered abroad as what? Sheep having no shepherd. Keep moving. Then he said, what did he say? Then he said unto his disciples, the harvest truly is what? Plenteous. But the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will do what? Send forth laborers into the harvest. Watch it. When he saw the people and what condition they were in, he immediately wanted to get others involved in spreading the good news. It's why I'm standing here. It's why you're here. God wants you involved in spreading this good news. If people only knew, and you're sitting in your seat, and I'm standing here preaching to you, I don't know all the depths of the goodness of God, but I have tasted the goodness of the Lord. And I want other peoples to know, why do we come together? Am I here to entertain you? Is that to put on a show? Entertain you so you can say, man, he can wane. And all this, or why am I here? Why are you here? God wants you to get involved in spreading this good news. Are you convinced about this good news? That God, Jesus, is a Savior. He is a Redeemer. He is Lord. He is Master. He will do exactly what the word says he will do. Did he change since he's left here? He was here in flesh, but now he's at the right hand of God. Since he changed his position, he's at the right hand of God and we on the earth. Did he change? Is he somebody else now? Will he do the same today that he did yesterday? Why is it that we are hesitant about trusting him? Y'all ain't talking to me. Why are we not fully convinced that he is everything he said he is? He'll do everything he said he would do and do what he said. Heal you, set you free, like he did when he walked the earth in flesh, like he did when he walked the streets of Jerusalem in Galilee and all those places he traveled. I got a chance to see a few of them. Will he do that today? Why are people so hesitant about the gospel and not fully persuaded that this is the true gospel? I can stake everything I got on it. I can boldly proclaim it because this is the truth. You know why? People talked, mixed the gospel up. They're not sure what it is. They're more sure what they feel. And sometimes more sure what somebody else said. I thank y'all for your strong amen. Can you put up, because I'm about done. Can you put up Galatians chapter 1 in the Passion Translation? That's what I need. Galatians chapter 1. Woo, Jesus. While they're putting it up, let me make mention of this. Woo. Okay, they don't have it up. Mark is up now. Okay. He said, "Dear friends, my name is Paul, and I have been commissioned as an apostle of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. My apostleship was not granted to me by any council of men, for I was appointed by Jesus, the Anointed One, and God the Father, who raised him." Where? We're talking about the gospel now, okay? "I am joined by all the brethren and sisters who are here with me as I write this letter, which is to be distributed to the churches throughout the region of Central Turkey. I pray over you a release of what? Of what? The blessing of..." Where do we find in there a curse? "Undeserved kindness and what? And total well-being. That flowed from our Father God." Now listen. "That blessing and total well-being." How much is total? How much? Total well-being. What did Jesus do when he was here? Jesus went about healing. Open the eyes of the blind, setting the captive free. Total well-being that flowed from our Father God and from the Lord Jesus. He's the Anointed Messiah. Who, what? Offer himself as the sacrifice for what? What did he do? What did he do? He offered himself a sacrifice for our what? What the thing that had us in trouble? Our sin. And he offered himself a sacrifice for our sin. Why did he offer himself a sacrifice for our sin? Why did he do it? All right. He has taken us, oh Jesus, he has taken us out of this. He's taken us out of this. They're going to get in a minute. Evil world. Somehow y'all skipped something. We need to catch all of this now because it's so important. Let me get my pads because y'all sometimes leave me hanging. I'm all there to come up here in a minute. It's just making its own mind up. Back up to verse 4. Let's read it again. Because we missed something there. They don't have it. Okay, mine's acting like it don't want to come up. You better come up there, dear. Okay.